Continuing, a cogent analysis of existing trends within the world system requires both a return to basics in terms of an analysis of the operational mechanisms of capitalism as a mode of production, and a reconceptualization of the operational mechanisms of the social groups that are formed and reformed and, of course, also disappear, that compete and conflict within this capitalist world economy as it continues to evolve and to transform itself. And it again is standing out for me that because of power's invisibility, the clandestine manner of the global state statesman's mechanisms for organizing the world and their own planning, when our three talk about this dual analysis of how the world system operates versus what they call social groups, includes the nation, the state, the interrelations between these two. The problem is that because power remains hidden and out of that picture, it gives this false sense of legitimacy, a false veneer of, you know, inevitability that has hurt us. That has set us back. Or I should say, we've been stuck in it and have not been able to progress. Let's move on to chapter 2, Dilemmas of Anti-Systemic Movements. And this is important, because these are the same dilemmas we're still stuck with until we choose to discuss them on our own and get past them. Continuing, opposition to oppression is coterminous with the existence of hierarchical social systems. That's their way of saying class is class is class, power is power is power. I wish they had said it like that. We would be further along, or maybe not, because power can suppress pretty good. Might have got on them and shut them up sooner. Who knows? But they're saying in this phrase, hierarchical social system, they're talking about class, and that because hierarchical social systems is not coterminous with capitalism, is it? Or feudalism, or ancient antiquity, the class system of ancient antiquity. We got 10,000 years of hierarchical social systems, but maybe not. That word system changes the scope, I guess. All right, scratch. Don't need to tell you guys I edit liberally or not. Sometimes I change my mind. It all depends on whether the point gets made. Continuing, opposition is permanent, but for the most part, latent. The oppression. One day maybe we could talk about the conditions. Who cares, right? You don't care the conditions under which this stuff is done. Or maybe you do. Who knows? We covered that problem last week. The oppressed are too weak politically, economically, and ideologically to manifest their opposition constantly. However, as we know, when oppression becomes particularly acute, or expectations particularly deceived, or the power of the ruling stratum falters, people have risen up in an almost spontaneous manner to cry halt. This has taken the form of revolts, of riots, of flight. My interjection, are we seeing Hegel's influence here? It suggests these words a stalemate or a unity of opposites, which I dispute. We are not doomed to class ad infinitum. We the people can do more than just react. We can go on the offensive.